Many of us might be able to remember our first communion. And maybe if we can't remember our first communion, maybe we remember our child's first communion or somebody else in our family. And on that day, it was very special because the little girls would get dressed up in their awesome pretty white dress and their veil in their hair, and the guys would look real spiffy in their suits and their ties. And some of us got to see that and witness that in May. And then as the kids came forward for their very first time to receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist, they would come forward with great reverence, putting their hand out as if it were a throne to receive the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the Prince of Peace in their hand. And then they would receive reverently and consume the Eucharist and allow the love of the Lord to come into their hearts. Unfortunately, as we get older, some of the reverence, some of the awe seems to wear off. And by the time we receive our 100th or our 500th or our 10,000th communion, it doesn't seem as special anymore. Today we celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi, the Feast of the Body and Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a reminder every year at this time how special the Eucharist is. It helps us not to just gloss over what we believe and what we mean every week, but to allow the love of the Lord to come into our hearts. It's a great tragedy when you look at the statistics. The number of Catholics who believe in the real presence. The real presence is the belief that as Catholics, the body, blood, soul, and divinity is in the Eucharist. It's not bread and wine anymore. It's Jesus' body and blood. Looking over the data of the last 20 years, you'll find anywhere between 60 and 70% of Catholics who say they believe in the real presence. That means 30 to 40% of Catholics, when they come forward to receive communion, they're presented the body or blood of Christ, and they're said the body of Christ. 30 to 40% of people say amen, but don't really believe that. That is a disturbing trend. That's a disturbing statistic because we've lost some of the reverence. We've lost what it means to believe as Catholics what we receive at the Eucharist. We have the wonderful opportunity every single week and every single day, if we want to receive our Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. What a great gift it is. What a great gift that Jesus tells us in the gospel. He who eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life. What an awesome gift. What an awesome opportunity to come before our Lord to receive his love. Some of us might have a hard time believing in the real presence. But I want to remind you that it is God's word who speaks, and it happens. In creation, God created the heavens and the earth with his word. In the Eucharist, when Jesus says, through the priest, this is my body, this is my blood, it is no longer bread and wine anymore. It is the body and blood of Christ, and it's that way because God spoke, and that's the way that he destined it for us. And so when we come to celebrate Eucharist, it truly is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, because that's the way that God has designed it. And so we trust in him. We trust in his love. And it's too bad that as we get older, we stop to appreciate as much what it means to be a Eucharistic people. I'm sure that if we ask kids who just made their first communion, do you believe that that was really Jesus? I would bet that almost all of them said, yes, I believe it. As we get older, as we grow up, we sort of outthink ourselves. We become too smart for our own good and say, well, maybe not. But this feast, this celebration is a reminder to us to help ground us again in our belief as Catholics. To believe that once again, that every single time we celebrate Mass, Jesus comes to be for us and he gives us himself. I wonder sometimes when we speak of losing the awe and the reverence, I wonder what it would be like if we were told August 1st, Pope Benedict is coming to celebrate Mass at St. Martha's. What time do you think you'd have to get here to camp out to get a seat? Maybe right now, right after Mass. But every week at St. Martha's, 15 times, Jesus Christ comes to be present right here. And how many of us arrive late? Or leave early, or come dressed in what we wouldn't even go to work in, or come dressed in what we wouldn't go to a nice school activity in. I'm not saying that you need to go out and buy a $1,000 suit to come before the Lord, but we have as a community lost that sense of reverence, of awe, of respect of what happens right here for us. The wonderful gift of the promise of our salvation. Because Christ loves us that much, he gives himself to us. He says, do this in memory of me. As a Eucharistic people, we're called to receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity into ourselves and bring it into the world, allowing the Lord to change us, to transform us, allowing the Lord to use that as an instrument of his love. Week, our young people who were at Shine got a chance to be Eucharistic people, because every day this week we would start the day with Mass, receiving the Lord in the Eucharist, and then taking his presence out into the world, where they painted homes, visited the elderly, worked on supplying food for those who were hungry, and countless other tasks to help those who were most in need. And they shined the love of Christ to the people that were in that local community. That's how we're all supposed to live out the Eucharist. That's how we're all supposed to be a Eucharistic people. By not allowing the love of the Lord to stop right here, but taking him out every single day, every single week into the world, so that the whole world may know how much God loves us. When we receive the Eucharist, we are called to be more like our Lord. We allow him to come into our hearts, and we allow him to work through our lives. As we continue this celebration today of Corpus Christi feast, as we celebrate today the body and blood of Christ given to us, we ask our Lord to help make sure that we keep the awe, the reverence, the respect, where we know that it belongs. And we ask our Lord to help us to be more of a Eucharistic people, bringing his love, bringing his presence, bringing his hope to the rest of the world.